from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. I need a Funky Buddha right now. Although that'll put me to sleep. Some people it gives a little energy. For me, I would fall right asleep. But I'm fading right now. It's 5:03 and I'm fading. I'm just like I've reached some sort of finish line.
It's the Funky Buddha happy hour, so I have a little discretion from your instructions earlier about the Florida Panthers parade on Sunday. When you said bring a lot of water, you meant bring a lot of hop gun, correct?
Yeah, I think that is what I meant.
Yeah, I'm like, we're going to a parade. And yeah. We're about to run a marathon, man. Bring some Funky Buddha out there, man.
Good point. Yeah. Remember Roberto Luongo was eating pasta out of the Stanley Cup? I mean, someone should be drinking Funky Buddha out of the cup.
I'm telling you. I might have to go out of town Sunday, but if I don't, I will be there. I'm going to be the guy with no shirt on with hop guns.
Disney World? You going to Disney World Sunday?
Got to go to like L.A. or something, man. This damn 5-hour flights. I hate them.
Look at you. Portland is picking right now. This is the 40th pick, second round. So this is the 40th overall pick. You'll have Philadelphia, then Charlotte, then Miami. I cannot pronounce that, guys.
So I was asking you.
Osasiri Ighodaro.
Yeah, you got it. Nailed it.
From Marquette, center out of Marquette. So what we think that we can air the Heat pick live as it happens.
Let's go.
Only because it's the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. If it was any other hour, no. But we have gotten super secret permission from Ryan and KC at Funky Buddha. They said, just go ahead and air it. Who cares?
All right. That's what he say too. Don't worry about it. Whatever you want to do.
Speaking of just do it and who cares. I don't know if you saw that there was a lawsuit going on regarding the NFL and Sunday Ticket. Have you seen this lawsuit? No. People were saying that it's been unfair, that you should have been able to buy, that essentially it was a big corporation forcing you to buy all the games when really you only wanted one team, so on and so forth. Anyway, the jury has just come back in the last hour. They have ordered the NFL to pay $96 million in damages to bars and $4.7 billion in damages to fans who have bought NFL Sunday Ticket.
They have to give it back?
$4.7 $8. Now, the league has already released a statement. They're going to appeal. They obviously don't agree with the decision.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I was going to say that might come down on appeal.
But the jury has said the NFL violated antitrust laws. And again, they have awarded $4.7 billion in damages. And then I saw Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. Let me pull up his tweet. So anyone, obviously, now this is going to go on, I would say, for a couple of years longer. But Ben Volen says $4 billion becomes $12 billion by federal law. Less than the $21 billion the plaintiffs were seeking, but still a sizable loss for the NFL. NFL appeal surely is coming. My guess is if you violate antitrust laws, which are very serious in the U.S., that's why the award actually gets tripled. Statement from the NFL. We are disappointed with the jury's verdict today in the NFL Sunday Ticket class action lawsuit. We continue to believe that our media distribution strategy, which features all NFL games broadcast on free over-the-air television in the markets of the participating teams and national distribution of our most popular games, supplemented by many additional choices, including Red Zone, Sunday Ticket, and NFL Plus, is by far the most fan-friendly distribution model in all of sports and entertainment. We will certainly contest this decision as we believe the class action claims in this case are baseless and without merit. We thank the jury for their time and service and for the guidance and oversight from Judge Gutierrez throughout the trial.
Oh. Yeah. Billionaires don't just say yes. This is going to be in court forever.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they're a multi-billion dollar company, but a $12 billion hit hurts anyone.
It's some money. It's some, you know what?
Oh, it says, FYI, not only is the NFL going to appeal, but I'm told the judge is going to hear post-trial motions on July 31st, in which he could still potentially set aside the $4 billion judgment and rule for the NFL. So this isn't over yet by a long shot. So the judge could say, here's what the jury has said, but I'm overruling it because of X, Y, or Z. So that could still happen even before the appeal. Anyway.
We'll we got to get Tua paid. Salary cap about to go down.
Now all of a sudden, Chris Greer's got it out.
We got to get Tua paid, baby. They lose $12 billion. That salary cap ain't going nowhere.
Holy moly. All right, so ESPN's in commercial break. I see the 76ers are on the clock, and then Charlotte, and then Miami. So let's do headlines here. With Dan Day, I'll keep an eye on the TV, and we'll bring up the sound from ESPN and listen to it's not the commissioner who announces the second round. I forget who this guy is, but I'll find out as Dan gives us the headlines.
And they're brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Nikola Jokic, Jalen Brunson, Manu Ginobili, you know what they all have in common?
Nikola Jokic, Jalen Brunson, Manu Ginobili. 15th picks? Number 15 picks?
Second round picks.
Second round picks.
Okay. So right. Watch out. Heat are getting close to being on the clock. Philadelphia picking right now at 41st. Miami's going to be 43rd. So maybe history will be made in just a couple of minutes right here on this very show. Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe.
Khalil Ware, he is the newest member of the Heat. Seven footer averaged 16 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 blocks a game last year for Indiana University.
We're gonna play an interview that Alejandro Solana and Brendan Tobin did with Khalil Ware last night after he got drafted. He called into our draft show, and Solana was all over him. Solana told me last night, he's like, this guy is the best, A+. And I'm like, really? Just you didn't know anything about him before the draft. But he's all in.
I love the Heat, boy.
He does.
Hurricanes Keyshawn George went 24th overall last night to the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, I saw that. Nice to have a Hurricane go in the first round. Pretty sure he was injured most of the season because I didn't recognize him.
Just going to say, I've never heard his name before in my life.
I was watching the draft with DJ, and he's like, hey, UM guy. And I'm like, who? He's like, that guy. I'm like, he is?
Keyshawn George.
couple of minutes, 50 minutes from now, the U.S. men's national team play against Panama in Atlanta, part of the Copa America. And we know at 9 o'clock tonight, Uruguay and Bolivia will play up in New Jersey over at MetLife Stadium. And Alejandro Solanas crawling to the start line.
Never seen this kid before in my life.
Right. So what?
Swiss-Canadian basketball player.
Oh, it says initially a backup, George became a starter midway through his freshman season at Miami due to injuries. Soon became a top player. It was last season?
Mm-hmm.
Admittedly, I didn't watch them much last season. It was a rough season.
We got a hail on that back half of the season, too, which was the harder part to watch.
Text Joe Zagacki again. Find out what the...
Played in 30, I just only started 16 games. Average, what is it, 8-2-1? This is all potential here, fellas.
Well, I think Lonnie Walker was the same.
Yeah.
Remember, because Lonnie Walker was injured. Like, I remember Joe Zagacki telling us that season, it doesn't matter if Lonnie Walker plays a minute. He's already been pegged as an NBA first-round pick. Like, he will go. So I'm guessing the same is true with him.
6'8", 205.
Yeah, that's a good head start.
6'8", 205 with ball skills. Yeah, that helps a lot. A little bit. Oh, the Marlins, they are in action up in Philadelphia. That is going to be a 6:20 first pitch against the Phillies. Trevor Rogers expected to take the mound for the Fish.
I said I was tired. Somebody texted in. Hawk's been up since 1:30. He's got to be exhausted at this point. No, I had to get up early today because I was going to Raising Cane's at 10 a.m. where Matthew Tkachuk was going to be. I didn't get near the place, but I had to get up early. I was like at 9:30. I was like, David, do you want to go? Like, you know, yelling through his door because he'll sleep till noon. And so, yeah, I was up in the nines. That's a.
So, woke up at 9, drove your car, honked 3 times, went home.
I stopped at Publix.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, didn't hear that part of it.
Well, we were out of popcorners.
Get some rest. Oh, I feel for you.
Whew, I am exhausted.
You need a vacation.
I watched the draft all night last night.
Not stress on you, huh?
When did that go till?
Concerned where Keyshawn was going to go.
Remember the Stanley Cup parade? It is going to be, or not the Stanley Cup, Florida Panthers Stanley Cup Championship Parade is going to be this Sunday. A1A is where the parade will be in Fort Lauderdale. We're going to cover it from 10 to 1 right here on 560 WQAM.
Have you been given your assignments yet?
My assignment is to be in the studio, and if they drop the feed, to bump in and start talking about my Panthers knowledge.
And then you're going to do a show after the parade, right?
Very excited, yes. I'm actually going to do it.
We'll have like all-day coverage on Sunday.
You know, Hawk, you had a big day today. I got a big day Sunday. I'm going to be here, do the help with the Panthers parade broadcast, do my own show. And then I got a watch party out in Weston at the Carolina Ale House for Venezuela, Jamaica, starting from 6 o'clock.
Holy mackerel. I would take a week off if I had that day planned.
Hey, let me tell you, Hawk. I've seen Dan at these watch parties. That's a vacation.
I asked Barney today, I go, is there going to be a tab? And he looks scared. He goes, what?
I lucked up on Dan at Duffy's one time. Didn't even know he was having a watch party. It was trivia night or something. Man, we had a time of our lives.
Oh, I mean, I don't remember. Wherever Dan Day is a party. Wherever he is.
Oh, man.
Charlotte's making their pick right now. They just picked KJ Simpson from Colorado, which means the Miami Heat are on the clock.
They got 3 minutes and 20 seconds, according to my clock.
You have a prediction, Crowder, on who they will select here? The 43rd pick.
Ooh. What's that tall fella? Big hands?
See? I mean, we're pros at this.
You know, a little developmental second-round guy. You know,
Cam Spencer is still available from UConn. I just saw that come across the ticker. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I do who that is.
Cam Spencer.
Pick is in, it says.
What do you want to do? Let's see. Let me see. I can't hear anything.
I think they're still interviewing the Hornets guy.
Yeah.
It's a big time. But it does say the pick is in for the Heat. It's very exciting.
Wow.
You can cut the tension with a knife.
I'm thinking maybe Cameron Christie out of Minnesota.
You think so?
Adam Bona. UCLA, Adam Bona. He's a developmental guy.
Oh. Well, I'll root for Bona. Well, I'm going to Atlantic Men's Clinic.
Oh. Joe Rose was telling me about his experience there earlier today. It was very interesting. I'm glad no one was standing around. Very graphic.
What kind of conversations y'all have? Me and Joe talking about the Dolphins. Goodness gracious.
I'm just vamping here. I'm waiting for them to go to...
Maybe Justin Edwards from Kentucky?
I have no idea.
Or what's Komochi?
I mean, you could play a joke on me and say someone who was already drafted in the first round, and I would buy it.
I got the same list up, Dan.
Melvin Ahencia out of France. I mean, France has been popular this draft. The first two picks were from France.
I am from France.
Jamal Sheed. I got that list, Dan. Harrison Ingram.
Yeah,
what about Christian Pulisic?
Quarter after five on ESPN, like round two. I mean, the only reason you'd be watching is for Bronny, no?
Of course.
That's it. Nobody knows these players.
Maybe this is it. Maybe they pick Bronny.
Or what about like a crazy diehard fan?
I guess, yeah.
But I would even say from the other side, a crazy diehard fan of a college to want to see if their player.
Oh, yeah, that could be.
Because NBA teams, you have no concern with the second round pick.
Oh, they got the draft room up right now, though.
They're showing the Heat draft room?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
All right. With the 43rd pick in the 2024 NBA draft, the Miami Heat select Nikola Jurecic from Belgrade, Serbia, and Serbia's Mega Basket.
Let's go!
This pick, Nikola Jurecic,
give
is actually on his way to Atlanta. He was born in Belgium.
Give me all
he moved
the
to
Nikolas.
Serbia when he was young.
So he's
he
born
represents
in Belgium.
Serbia on the senior national
all right, turn
team.
Around.
It's not enough. You want any more? You don't want more?
No, I
want
to give you my. I want to give you my take.
On
Nikola Jurecic,
Serbian.
And my take is going to be whatever Ira Winderman or Anthony Chang tweets in the next few seconds. So I will let you know. I will let you know how I feel about this.
They're saying his athleticism and versatility seem to be some of his better qualities. Does that
well,
mean
Shams Charania has just tweeted, Miami is picking Nikola Jurecic at number 43 and trading him to Atlanta.
Ooh.
So that was fun, though. We had a moment there where we really thought we had someone, but the fun has come to an end, according to Shams.
He's an average feel of the game, Hawk. We don't really need him. Face questions about his defensive potential, and we need to show more consistency with his decision-making and three-point shooting to carve out to niche at the next level.
Yeah, I mean, he's really well-suited, I would think, for maybe a team like the Atlanta Hawks or...
You know, Crowder,
Atlanta Hawks.
This sounds like something you would say. I have questions about him because they're interviewing him right now, and he has a black eye.
Oh, he does have a black eye. I like that.
I don't like it.
I like that. Get into a little trouble on draft night.
I need to see the other guy, Hawk.
Yeah. Maybe it's the other
Shams Charania says that the Miami Heat are picking Pel Larson at number 44. So I guess they have the 44th pick now? What's going on here?
They're saying proposed trade right now to the Hawks. So I don't know.
Well, I don't know. But Shams says that the Heat will get Pel Larson from Arizona.
I'll give you a couple seconds, Crowder, for your expert analysis on him.
Oh, he's a strong frame wing player with two-way versatility, contributes steadily on and off the ball as a senior in Pac-12. He was good.
Plus, you know, he's got that college experience, which, you know, can pave the way towards an early entry into the NBA and making his mark.
He's white.
He is white. I was just going to add that.
You know, little information for everybody to know. Old Pale's
yeah, because you got
to
know. It's the radio. No, in all honesty, like, you want to know these things.
You do.
You want to know the ethnicity, don't you?
I do.
We knew Nurkic was white. Pale's white as well.
Pel Larson is a Swedish basketball player. I'm getting this from my sources at Wikipedia. He's a Swedish basketball player. He played for the Utah Utes. You played where? The Utes. The what? Youths. Just doing a bit. And the Arizona Wildcats. He was the Pac-12 Sixth Man of the Year. Mm-hmm. Second team All Pac-12 last year. Welcome to the Heat.
A little highlight reel. Got a little J. Facilitates. He's white.
Yeah.
Checks all the boxes.
Of a second round pick.
They're going to compare him to Tyler Hero so much. Oh, my God.
I have something more important than a Shams bomb here.
Uh-oh.
Jimmy has just texted. I'm back.
Oh, thank God.
Back in the States. He made it. I didn't know if he was going to get out of Europe. I thought we might have a taken situation.
You go get him?
I thought Jimmy was going to be in Albania.
And I'm taking him on that boat.
I was going to say, who do we send to get Jimmy back?
I don't want him.
Who volunteers?
I'm busy. I'm busy those days.
All right. Let's get the rest of the headlines, because I want to play the interview that they did with Khalil Ware last night.
Alex Morgan not going to be on the women's national team at the Paris Olympics.
Saw that.
So kind of making a statement right there with the new coaching staff there. And, of course, we've talked about this earlier, but in case you missed it, sources say Jimmy Butler not going to sign an extension, going to play out his contract with the Heat, and Bam Adebayo is expected to sign an extension soon.
All right.
Weather from the DeMesmin & Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations, 24/7, 866-954-MORE. It's around 90 degrees here in South Florida with high chances of showers throughout the evening.
How'd we do, everybody, on our draft coverage for day two? Text it in.
Extraordinary.
305-567-0560. I thought we did extraordinary, too. Extraordinarily bad, but extraordinary.
You got information.
But it says on the TV that the Rockets have selected Pell Larson. But I'm assuming this, I don't know.
They just swing around.
I don't know. I'm just reporting what Shams says. And it was retweeted by Ira. So I don't know.
That's right. Y'all got to get out to Delaware Chicken
Farm. Make sure I'm on the right Shams account.
I don't see nothing happening.
Shams says Miami is picking Pell Larson at number 44, sources say. Okay. So Miami picked that Nikola Durisic at number 43, trading him to Atlanta. Then Shams says Miami gets number 44, one slot back, and cash from Atlanta, and then they select Pell Larson.
High IQ player.
All right.
That's what they say about all the white guys.
Got a motor that won't stop running.
You know it already.
Scrappy.
Great teammate. Never gives up, never surrenders.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I can't tell if I'm a kingpin or a pauper.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Miami Heat have selected Pell Larson in the second round of the draft, and admittedly, I don't have an opinion of him yet because Ira Winderman and Anthony Chang have not given their opinions of him yet. So I cannot just regurgitate what they say because they haven't said anything yet. They've only said that he's selected. I need to know what I think of him.
Cameron Salerno on CBS NBA says he's a smaller Nicholas Batum.
All right. That's what I was saying. It's kind of like a smaller Nicholas Batum.
No, I said he's a developmental guy. That's what he got. Everybody in the damn second round is a developmental guy. If he was a lock-in starter, he'd be in the first round.
You know what's interesting? You know what I saw during the commercial break? Bob Myers, one of the analysts on ESPN, he said, remember, he was the Warriors GM. So he said that Rich Paul, who is Bronny James' agent, also LeBron's agent, but Rich Paul is calling teams not named the Lakers or the Suns and saying, do not draft Bronny or else he's playing in Australia.
Mm.
Now, I take this two ways. Maybe he's really doing that, or maybe that's getting out in front of Bronny not getting selected and the Lakers taking him at 55 and Rich Paul or the reporters can say that's what they manipulated.
Yeah.
Even though no one was going to take him in the first place and the Lakers were going to take him because they want to make sure LeBron is happy. And you know what I mean? Like, so there could be two sides to it. Maybe because he really didn't work out for anyone other than the Lakers or the Suns. So I could see that happening. But I could also see the reverse happening where you go, hey, if he's not selected by like 45, kind of get the word out that we've told teams not to select him.
Yeah. But also he as a because like what just happened with the Atlanta Hawks and the Heat where they won the 44th. So they got him and then they're going to get the player they want. Bronny's value is higher. Not because of his basketball ability, because who his dad is.
Sure.
So if you know the Lakers want him, pick him and say, we'll trade you, Bronny, but we want a second-round pick for the next 3 years. And you know a second-round pick isn't worth three second-round picks, but Bronny James is to his dad and the Lakers organization.
All is bluff. Go have fun in Australia, Bronny.
I've heard a lot of people say that some teams, like I joked earlier, like kidnapping him. Like, we have the rights to Bronny James. Hey, Lakers, what do you want? How bad do you want Bronny? How bad does LeBron want Bronny?
Well, the Spurs are on the clock right now. They pick number 48. Lakers pick 55. So that'll happen, I believe, before the show ends. But anyway, without further ado, I've been trying to get to this all day. So Khalil Ware is the first round draft choice from the Miami Heat. And our own Alejandro Solana and Brendan Tobin were doing our Heat draft show last night at the Dolphin Mall, by the way. And Khalil Ware called in to talk to them. Here's what it sounded like.
Have Khalil Ware on the line right now. It is official. The newest member of the Miami Heat, your 2024 draft pick with the 15th overall selection. Khalil Ware is joining us now. Khalil, welcome to WQAM, the flagship of the Miami Heat. How does that sound, the newest member of the Miami Heat organization?
Man, it feels great. It's an honor. It's an honor, actually, you know, just being a part of knowing that I'm going to be a part of that program and the history that the program has had. And so I just can't wait to join them.
Man, we can't wait to see you on the floor. Can you tell us a little bit, Khalil? Because they had said that in the lead-up that there were some reports you did a workout with the Miami Heat. Was that the case? Did you get a chance? Did you know that they were interested in you? Like, what was that lead-up process like in the connection to Miami?
No, I knew they were interested in me because, I mean, I worked out with them, so I guess that should answer your question. So, and the workout went great, honestly, so, you know. Like I've been saying, I got the hat on now. So.
Was there like anything that stood out from that workout, like as far as just the vibes of the organization or getting to meet some of the parties there?
I would say, you know, just talking to the staff, you know, just, you know, learning like you said their vibe, learning, you know, everything about them. I know everybody on the staff is and players wise is just gonna want me to work hard and, you know, push past, you know, every limit that's there. So. Like I said earlier, I can't wait to get there and can't wait to, you know, push past the limit because I want to see what type of player I can become as well, too.
And what's that perception you have? You know, I'm sure you followed basketball quite a bit, Khalil, growing up playing the game. What's that perception you have of the Miami Heat? Because I don't know if you've heard of Heat culture and how much this organization prides themselves on that mantra. What is it that you know about this organization from Pat Riley to Coach Spo down to the guys playing on the team right now?
I mean, that they all hard workers. They all going to go out there and compete every game, put their best, you know, effort forward, put their best foot forward and compete to try to win games. So try to get some more rings over there.
We heard you talking to the crowd here, and you mentioned the duo, you and Bam. I mean, that you said your words were that can be scary. What do you like about Bam's game, and what do you think that the two of you playing off each other, what about that do you think could be scary in this league?
I mean, because if you think about it, me and Bam's able to do, you know, really everything. You know, he's able to play on the perimeter. He's able to put the ball on the floor. He can shoot the ball, you know, get into his move, especially with him, you know, being strong down there. You know, if they do try to go, you know, double on him, I'm wide open for the lob. All you got to do is just throw it up in the air. So I feel like once we do get that chemistry down, it's going to be, like I said earlier, it's going to be scary.
Just so you know, I was already on the draft. I had you followed on Instagram already. I had a feeling. I'm like, this guy working out the Heat, this feels like a perfect fit, man. So it was not bandwagon after the pick. I was already there. But I noticed
you was right there.
I was right, man. And I noticed on the bio, Kryptonian. As a Kryptonian, mm-hmm. What is your number one superpower? What are we bringing to the table?
If I did have to pick a superpower, I would say, I would like to fly. But being a Kryptonian, you know, it just means I sometimes take it as, you know, just being like invincible kind of, you know, not letting anything like, you know, phase you, not letting anything, you know, like, how can I say, like, hurt you, if that makes sense. So, you know, always just let everything just bounce off of you. So
again, we're joined by Khalil Ware, newest member of the Miami Heat organization. You want those lobs, Khalil. Maybe you are going to end up flying here in Miami. I got to ask you, too, because I wasn't an OG Instagram follower, but the second I saw that Heat picked you, I jumped on the bandwagon.
I allowed him on the bandwagon, Khalil.
I'm just being honest, Khalil. All right, I'm just being honest here. I saw that you love Chipotle, and Tobin and I were big Chipotle guys. That's your go-to meal every single time. I got to know what's the order when you're at Chipotle.
So, you know, I get the chicken al pesto. I get steak. I get it on a burrito as well. I mean, sometimes I switch it up, either a bowl or a burrito. But okay. Then I do a lettuce, cheese, a little sour cream, and then I'll do I think that's it. Yeah.
That's it? All right.
No, I don't get no sauce. Everybody say something about like salsa, but I don't get no salsa, no.
I'm totally with him there. The sour cream takes care of that enough.
The sour cream technically is the salsa.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
Dude, it brings it all together.
This guy gets it, man.
He gets it. He's going to bring it all together just like it is on the Miami Heat. Was there I don't know how much time you got to talk to the organization, but was there something that stuck with you when you got picked and you see, like, did you see it's Miami? Do you hear from Pat Riley? Like, what was that moment like? Can you take us there?
I mean, you know, yeah, they was all there, you know, during the workout. And, you know, after workout, I went to go shake all of their hands. And I could just tell even just, you know, from the short time that I had speaking to them that it was all great vibes over there. You know, I can't wait to, you know, get to know them more and build that relationship.
Khalil Ware, we got to let you run, but I'm going to give you one last chance here. Just a quick message to Heat Nation. We're here at their official draft watch party. Everybody was hyped up to see you take that podium, put on the Heat hat. One final message to Heat Nation, what they can expect from their newest member.
Y'all can expect some wins, some more wins than what y'all already been getting.
That's Goosey's right
there.
That's Goosey's right there. That's why he's a Kryptonian.
Yes, sir. Khalil, we really appreciate it, man. Welcome to Miami. Excited to get to know you a bit, and we'll see you soon, all right? Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right. Hey.
I like him.
Wins.
I like him.
Wins, Tobin.
Hey.
Whew.
Slam dunk pick.
Do I have the honor?
Huh?
Goosey's galore.
That's
dude.
Goosey's galore. Win. What an answer.
Goosey's galore.
What an answer.
Dude.
What
Goosey's
an answer.
Galore.
He just won the interview. I don't know what happened at the organization, but he just won the interview. Loves Chipotle. Hates salsa. Kryptonian.
Oh, man.
Knows him and Bamba the perfect pair. Goosey's galore, dude.
Yes.
Adam Simon, you did it again, dude.
Way to go.
You did it again.
It was a good job by Brendan Tobin and Solana there. It was a good interview. You're muted, Crowder. That was a good interview with them. I enjoyed, obviously, my favorite part is talking about food and Chipotle, and he had his answer, the chicken al pastor, sometimes the bowl, sometimes the burrito. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm in.
And it seemed mature. Seemed like
yes.
He understands.
Yes. Yeah. You get a vibe real quick if it's an immature kid who is just nervous about doing an interview, and like he had some cachet, you know, yeah. When he was given and that.
Talk basketball, outside, inside, drive, mid-range game. He could do that, but he also was a person too. I hate the guys that are just robots, and he's not a robot, so I enjoy that.
I just saw the Nuggets are trading Reggie Jackson to the Hornets for 3 second-round picks. About that. The Pacers pick is in right now at 49. That means, and they also have the 50th pick. And then the Lakers don't pick till 55. We may be off the air. I think we will be off the air.
Yeah.
To see if Bronny goes to the Lakers.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Final meal ever? I think I'm getting a double cheeseburger, ketchup and onions from Wendy's.
I'm going to kick you in your leg.
Hawk and Crowder.
I am gassed, though. I'm not even lying to you. I am tired, man. We did 3 hours and 52 minutes, Crowder. I got to take a nap.
Because you went to Publix today.
I did. I was very busy today.
It was exhausting. How many aisles? 3-4 aisles?
I hit about 3 or 4 aisles, no doubt. Yeah.
Man. Let me know
so
next
time. The Knicks are picking right now with the 51st pick. Then you've got Golden State. Detroit has the 53rd pick. Lakers will have the 55th pick. That's where you would assume Bronny would end up going.
Yeah.
But we'll have to wait and find out. It's not going to happen on our show. We just don't have enough time to hang out. Dan Day is coming up next at 6. And we appreciate everyone who listened and had some fun with us today. And Brendan Tobin, who jumped on with us. Solana, if you missed it, jumped on in the 2 o'clock hour. He'll post the video of that, I'm sure. Someone will. No. I mean, it was looked like the Elephant Man. I don't know what was going on there.
What was going looked on?
Looked like Rocky Dennis.
He was Rocky Dennis, but it was for sure something different. Goodness gracious.
For a handful of people, that was fun.
If you
Doug
don't know,
Plagans joined us today as well.
Don't
if you
look
know,
it
you
up.
Know. And that is going to do it for us on this Thursday. Wow. Wow.
A lot of fun.
Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Marlins. We will speak with you mañana.
Solana had a stroke.
Nervous. I know I dropped a pretty penny because I booked us at the Contemporary.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going, you might as well go.
You selling dope?
You need to need. Need
that's all, folks.
You need to need. Path, path, pus.
Take care, brush your hair.
I am gassed, though. I'm not even lying to you. I am tired, man. We did 3 hours and 52 minutes, Crowder. I got to take a nap.
Because you went to Publix today.
I did. I was very busy today.
It was exhausting. How many aisles? 3-4 aisles?
I hit about 3 or 4 aisles,
Whew.
No doubt. Yeah.
Man. Let me know
so
next
the
time.
Knicks, the Knicks are picking right now with the 51st pick. Then you've got Golden State. Detroit has the 53rd pick. Lakers will have the 55th pick. That's where you would assume Bronny would end up going.
Yeah.
But we'll have to wait and find out. It's not going to happen on our show. We just don't have enough time to hang out. Dan Day is coming up next at 6. And we appreciate everyone who listened and had some fun with us today. And Brendan Tobin, who jumped on with us. Solana, if you missed it, jumped on in the 2 o'clock hour. He'll post the video of that, I'm sure. Someone will. I mean, it was looked like the Elephant Man. I don't know what was going on there.
What was going on?
Looked like Rocky Dennis.
He was Rocky Dennis, but it was for sure something different. Goodness gracious.
For a handful of people, that was fun.
If you
Doug
don't know,
Plagans joined us today as well. If you know, you know. And that is going to do it for us on this Thursday. Wow. Wow.
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Marlins. We will speak with you mañana.
Solana had a stroke.
Nervous. I know I dropped a pretty penny because I booked us at the Contemporary.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going, you might as well go.
You selling dope?
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need
Path, path, pus.
Take care, brush your hair.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.